From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
That is a fact. Welcome to, I guess we can call this 4th of July weekend, right? Yeah, you know, it's kind of goofy. The 4th of July falls on a Tuesday this week, but that's okay. This is the weekend closest. Many of you are taking Monday off. Have a great, beautiful, long weekend planned. I hope so. So welcome to my monster cast on 4th of July 2017 weekend. Armed American Radio is ready to kick it off from the Crossbreed Holster Armed American Radio Studios. We are heard in hundreds of cities across the nation this 4th of July weekend. We can, again, as I said, we can call it that, so we will. Close enough. So much to talk with you about today. A huge lineup as usual. Let me tell you what we've got going on, because we've got a little bit of a mix-up today in the lineup. My great friend, Major League Baseball legendary pitcher and host of Whatever It Takes over on Breitbart News, Kurt Schilling, will be here for the next segment and the remainder of this hour. We're going to knock it out of the park with Kurt. I can promise you it will be explosive. It always is. Hour two, we're going to bring Alan Gottlieb into the picture for the entire second hour today, because AWR Hawkins, award-winning pro-gun journalist, real journalist, by the way, I'm going to go there in just a second for the remainder of the segment, he's smoking him up if he's got him. He's got a mob of friends and family out at the AWR Crossbreed Holster, Breitbart News, Armed American Radio Ranch out in Arizona. So he's having a great time with family and friends. He's earned it. He deserves some time off for the Independence Day weekend. Hour three, we're going to spend some time with a very, very good friend of mine, a gentleman by the name of Bill Cannon, who you know from Texas Barbecue Rub. We're going to do some grilling while armed with you today and give out some great recipes for you to smoke them up on Tuesday if you got them, and we'll pair them up with some firearms of our choice. Unfortunately, George the Mad Ogre Hill was not able to make it today, but that's okay. That's okay. We've got some great picks for some firearms and some great recipes. So it's going to be some great barbecue tips for you for the holiday cookout, and as I said, we'll pair them up with some great guns. So buckle in. It's going to be a great one. Some of the news we're going to be covering today, I'll talk with most of my guests, all of my guests, about a lot of the same topics today and get some of their different perspectives. Horrifying home invasion in Georgia. If you heard me open up the Daily Show last week, one of the days last week I talked about it, just a brutal, brutal, vicious crime. There's an arrest in a road rage. Young, recent high school graduate, young lady killed, shot in the head. Up in Pennsylvania, recent arrests there. There's court cases, California gun confiscation, magazine confiscations, bans, happy ending stories, and basically the politics of your guns, all on the program today. We're going to cram in as much as we can. So I start with this, though. The media. All you've got to do is flip over to a Drudge Report headline right now, flip over to Fox News, flip over to CNN, flip over to MSDNC, flip over to any of the networks, any of them. They're going insane right now because Trump has just got them. He's got them squared. They don't know what to do. He's taking them to the mat, literally. Watch the Trump tweet video. I thought it was great. So if you've listened to me at all over the last decade on these couple hundred radio stations and growing, you know my disdain for what's referred to as the mainstream press, the mainstream media. They are the single most dangerous entity we as a nation now face. I have said that for years. I've not wavered on that. I believe that in my core being. And again, I've said it for years. Go back and listen. A free press in this country now so dangerous, by virtue of the fact that we can absolutely no longer trust them to give us honest reporting on nearly any story whatsoever. For that matter, even covering legitimate news that doesn't fit their agenda, their hateful agenda. And what coverage we do get is slanted to move a radical left agenda. They're out of the bag. You know it. They know it. We know it. Trump knows it. They hate it, and for the first time in recent history, Americans are fighting back. through their president. That's terrible that we can no longer trust our media. We haven't been able to trust them for years. But they're slanting coverage to fuel the radical agenda, right? And intentionally in the process fueling hatred and division. And they know it. We're at a place in this nation right now we've never been before when a free press, given special protections by our founding fathers, has so abused those recognized privileges in an effort, a blatant outright effort, to usurp our republic. And have brought us intentionally, to the point we may not recover from this without breaking down, into some form of catastrophe in an effort to right this sinking ship. And that's what it is. It's a sinking ship of lies. This is the result, the conflagration, if you will, of decades of liberal progressivism creeping into every facet of our society. This is where it's gotten us now. True, honest journalism in this country is dead. CNN? Exposed. Associated Press? Exposed. MSDNC? Joke. Joke if it wasn't for the fact that they were so dangerous. They were so dangerous. A radical violent left whose bidding is being done openly on display every day on our television screens from major networks to cable channels to our nation's formerly respected bastions of print journalism. A left being fueled by rhetoric, hateful rhetoric coming from the very top echelons of the Democrat Party and slung around 24 hours a day in a 24-hour-a-day news cycle, isn't it? On those very outlets, now resulting in violence against ordinary Americans in the form of riots, assaults, assassination attempts of Republican congresspeople. The daily calls now, almost hourly, for the death of a sitting president from those violent radical leftists, including musicians, actors, supposed comedians. The latest washed-up 80s goofball, John Cusack, have you seen this? A tweet so vile about Trump. Bury yourself already, you're dead. He should have already been locked up. Despicable. And the mainstream media giving it coverage all day long. As gun owners, we've experienced this type of treatment for years, haven't we? They have gotten away with calling you every name in the book. Murderer. I was called a murderer because I was a member of the NRA when I was a guest on a left-wing radio program out west a couple years ago. Can't remember. The audio, I'm sure, is out there online somewhere. But it was red meat radio. At that moment, the interview broke down and it turned into a shouting match. It was a lot of fun. It was a pressure valve release, I can tell you that much. But I didn't take too kindly to being called a murderer because I'm a law-abiding gun owner by some lefty, radical, hateful, divisive lunatic. But as gun owners in this country, us, are the most law-abiding, patriotic Americans that there are. This is nothing new to us as a group, is it? I don't think so. But now the nation is seeing it on display as it never has before, right before our eyes. The disintegration of civility into pure and outright hostility. Here's my recommendation. That those who seek to foment violence and the leaders of the media, guys like Zucker, and the rest of them, and the political parties, and the heads of those parties, the hateful rhetoric coming from the likes of Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, et al., the rest of them, they need to stop, they need to take a break, or they might very well get what they're wishing for, which would be catastrophic. We are at a point in America that citizens must now be concerned for their very safety, from fellow Americans who hold different political beliefs, for the bumper sticker on their truck or the slogans they wear on their hats, largely due to the rhetoric from an implosion of what used to be known as journalism. Here's the only solution that I know of. Until we can get our heads out of this technology, and I'm talking about phones and other goofy devices that we walk around hunched over with our little pecking fingers on until we can get our heads out of this 24-hour cycle and get back to real life and put this crap down. And I predict eventually we will. I don't know when it's going to be. It certainly isn't going to be the foreseeable future. I may not see it in my lifetime, sadly. But until we can get back to real life and put this crap down, I fear for the future of the country. If we can't put it down, we're doomed. We're doomed. Lots to talk about. Stay tuned. MLB legend / talk host Curt Schilling next.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Yeah, you are indeed. Buckle yourself down. This is going to be an extremely good hour, strong content, lots to cover with you. Provocative stuff, no doubt, okay? Because we have to. Yet I fear for your safety. As a law-abiding, responsible gun owner in America, I fear for your safety. People hate you for who you are and the lifestyle you lead. Others are fueling that hate in this country. John Cusack, remember goofball, washed up 80s clown John Cusack? You're dead. Bury yourself already. That was his tweet to Trump. You're dead. Bury yourself. A sitting president. Kurt Schilling joins me from Whatever It Takes, Breitbart News. Good friend. Kurt, I love being on your program every Tuesday talking two-way issues. Sometimes we deviate because we have to, right? Because
yeah, well, there's a lot to deviate from these days.
It's pathetic. It really is. And you probably didn't hear my opening segment, but I railed on the mainstream press and the danger that they're putting this country in right now with this open display of hatred and divisiveness and bigotry and this attack on a sitting president and the danger it puts us in, because it's fomenting violence against people like me and you who simply want to go on with our lives, but because we hold a political view that the left, radical hating left, doesn't like. And then when you combine on top of it that we're gun owners, we've always gotten bad press. Kurt, how dangerous is it out there today?
Well, I was thinking today, Mark, and first off, thanks again. I love being on this show. I love what you do, and I love having you on my show.
Likewise.
I want to tell you there's two things that I think about. Number one, and I want to talk about this later, is the fact that we now have – it's public knowledge that college kids can now carry legally on campus, and that's something to talk about. But number two – a lot of times it helps to think through things. And something you don't do when you're young is think through things, right? So I was thinking through the other day, and today when I saw a large group of Democratic people in D.C. are trying to move potentially to bring up legislation to impeach Trump. And I think it came on the heels of a report that Trump's staff and Pence's staff were arguing, blah, blah, blah. And I played that through a little bit, and I got to a point where I said, you know what? Let's just say the worst of the worst happens, and some freaky event happens, and somehow Democrats in D.C. get Trump impeached. I don't know about you, but that's not something I accept. I believe if that were to happen, I believe we would have a legitimate potential civil war on our hands.
I'm glad you said that, because you didn't hear the opening. Let me tell you, let me go back here and to some of my notes and paraphrase what I said, because it's right up the alley. You're thinking exactly along the same lines I am. What I predicted was, I said that I recommended to those, and I'm talking about Maxine Waters and Pelosi and the rest of them, the hateful, vicious rhetoric coming from these people about Trump, that they need to back off of this rhetoric that's fomenting violence. And they need to take a break. And I think I said, because we're heading towards a catastrophe. That's the only thing that can stop this train, is some form of catastrophe. And I think that's where you're going, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and that, and we've talked about this. We've mentioned it every now and then. The two words civil war are something I think that generate different kind of mindsets for people. And the only reason I think we talk about that is because we've gone through as adults, we've gone through the process of acquiring a firearm and understanding what it truly means to protect and defend. I mean, we're not warriors, but we put ourselves in. I have two reasons for living these days. One is to provide for my family. The other is to protect. And if I can't do both of those things, what the hell am I going to do? So I look at it as those are the two things I need to do beyond all else, and those are the two most important things in my life.
Are expecting that from you.
Yeah. But here's the thing. I don't sit idly by, although I don't do as much as I would like to do, because I have a talk show. I think a lot of talk is all we're getting. But we're getting to a point where the rubber's going to meet the road. And I don't think that that's a good thing, because this is, and we've all seen it. You've been in the grocery store when the five-year-old's rolling around on the floor because mom won't buy him a toy. When you think, you know what, I want to pick you up by the back of your hair and sit you in the cart. It's the spoiled kid. Since the day he won the election, these people have woken up with a deep-seated hatred of this man and the fact that they didn't get their way. And it's a group of people that always get their way in their minds. And it's not, and it still hasn't happened. And I don't know. Listen, I'm not worried about the John Cusacks and the George Clooney's. They're all they're trash talkers. They don't do anything. The all of the Hollywood live green, but I'm gonna fly on my private jet.
Right.
You know, they can stick it. I don't care about those people. I care about these fascists that are labeled anti-fascists, who are causing the violence on the campus of Berkeley and the other stuff. You're going to run into a situation, and mark my words, it's going to be in Georgia or it's going to be in Texas, where a large portion of population has the right to bear arms and does. Somebody's going to get shot and killed, because if I'm in a public event and there's a crowd and the mob breaks out, I mean, my life's in danger. That's been proven. I mean, we're watching that happen on a daily basis. I would not hesitate to defend my life, my family, or somebody else's life.
Nor should you.
And that's how violent it's gotten. And the left is they're doing the same thing they always do. The left is everything they scream everyone else is, and they cry about everything about acts and words. Okay, listen, are you kidding me that the left is going to act this upset about Trump's tweets? These are disgusting. The Clintons, I mean, a family of felons, and Maxie, all of the Anthony Weiner and all these people, they're going to act offended by President Trump's tweets?
Let me go back. I used that, again, another great analogy I used last week on The Daily Show. I said that, you know, somebody quoted this being a tweet. I think it was Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough, who are now, you know, being called out by Trump for what they are. And these are people that are fomenting this hateful, divisive rhetoric, you know, day in and day out. And their friends in the media don't call them out on it. Trump calls them out on it, and they go after him, which is exactly why people support Trump in between the coasts, right? But I said, when one of them said it was beneath the dignity of the office, I said, you mean like Monica Lewinsky and Clinton's actions in the Oval Office wasn't beneath the dignity of the office? You see, but they don't, they agree ideologically. And where I went in the first segment, we're getting ready to take a break here, I think, Sean, so I'll go ahead and just kind of lead us. I'll lead us into the break with this, Kurt, and we'll come back and pick it up. And like you, I'm not worried about the Cusacks and the rest. I'm worried about the goofballs who have their heads buried in a 24-hour cycle that read this stuff and it just adds another one.
Practice and shoot people.
And that's where they're getting that fuel, that hate-fueled rhetoric from, day in and day out, because they're buried in these devices 24/7. I believe there's only one way out of this, without some type of catastrophic event, and that is for Americans to learn how to live their lives again and get their heads out of this 24-hour cycle on these devices. When we come back, more with the great Kurt Schilling, Whatever It Takes, over at Breitbart. Make sure to check it out. And I've got some things I want to talk to you about when we come back. New surveys I need your help on. We'll be back right after this.
I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud supporter of the United States Concealed Carry Association, the first and largest organization dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners before, during, and after a self-defense incident. And in honor of the upcoming 4th of July holiday, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. 5 lucky winners will receive $1,776 to buy the gun and ammo of their choice. You'll finally be able to get that gun you've been dreaming about, and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing 5. Just visit defendthem.com to enter. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just go to defendthem.com right now. And if you're carrying a gun without protection, make sure you check out what they have to offer. There's truly nothing else out there like it. That's defendthem.com to get your 5 chances to win.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
SAF.org, yes indeed. Hey, quickly before we go back to Kurt Schilling, we've got him for the next half hour. It's going to be great. USCCAonair.com, the Gun A Day giveaway is over. And a very close friend of this program, I was thrilled to see that Susie Wilkiewicz out in Vegas, a longtime listener and USCCA member because of this program, like many of you are, and has that self-defense insurance that we talk about every single day. I'll tell you about that in just one second. But she won one of the Gun A Day gift cards. $1,349 card, gift card for the purchase of her gun. $1,349. Real people and fans of this program win those Gun A Day giveaways. So congratulations to Susie Wilkiewicz. I said the same thing on the weekday program. I'm saying it again now. Real people just like you win these things, all right? So congratulations to her, and I hope you won the same. If you did, shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, mark@armedamericanradio.org. In the meantime, even though the Gun A Day giveaway is over, not a big deal, USCCAonair.com, still got something for you over there. Activate any level of protection. That would be silver, $300,000 in protection, gold, $575,000 in self-defense protection, and platinum, $1.15 million in self-defense protection. You're going to get a $246 set of giveaway, a bonus package, jam-packed with top-selling training and gear, and a platinum member will also pick up a knife. We'll also pick up the Kershaw tactical knife with the USCCA logo engraved on it. USCCAonair.com. Peace of mind for you and your family, just like Susie Wilkiewicz and hundreds of thousands of others, the same thing. Now, I need your help on something else. Coming up in the next break, you're going to hear a spot that we recorded. I'm looking for your assistance because I care what you think about here about Armed American Radio as an Armed American Radio listener. If you head over to armedamericanradio.com, for gosh sakes, don't do it while you're driving and don't do it on your phone. Get somewhere safe, okay? Visit armedamericanradio.com, and you'll see right on the top of the page, and hit you right when you open it up. Take the survey. Knock yourself off 10%, 10 bucks off of any $99 purchase at Brownells. They're working with us on this. It's about a 15-minute survey, a ton of great questions that we want to know from you. I want to hear from you about the things you like, the things you use, the things you wear, the things you care about, what kind of content you want to hear. All right, this is all part of Armed American Radio. We care about you. I care about you, and I want to know what you think. Head over to armedamericanradio.com and take the survey. It'll run you about 15 minutes. A lot of great questions. It's a lot of fun to take. I took it myself just to go through it so I knew what I was asking you to do. And you'll pick up that gift card, that 10% off, that 10 bucks off a $99 purchase from Brownells. All right, you can take the survey up through the month of July. armedamericanradio.com. You'll hear the spot coming up in the next segment, but I want you to participate. I need your help. I'm going to talk about it every hour, and I want your help. Thank you so much for participating. I really do care what you think. Let's go back to Kurt Schilling. Kurt, the media. I got to go back to the media here briefly. Then I want to move on to campus carry with you. But do you think that my assessment was right about the only way? I mean, I think about this every day. I've been saying the media is so dangerous for years. I think they're the number one most dangerous entity we face. But I think in order to get over this, we've got to get our heads out of this 24-hour cycle and go back on with real life, and I think eventually we'll get there. Tell me.
The news is not going to come out of the cycle because it's all about money, and it's about making as much money as they possibly can. So we're going to be seeing and hearing the news as often as you choose. It comes back to personal choice, and you know, I would ask, if you ask 10 people where they go to get their news, you're going to get 10 different answers. If you ask 10 people what news source to trust, you're going to get 10 different answers. But the times have changed. There's no, it's not just NBC, ABC, Washington, Times, and then New York Times, and all those. The internet allows everybody to see everything instantly.
Right.
And I would argue that from a, what news would you not know if you didn't watch TV?
That's a great question. That's phrased that way. Look, I like the way you're responding to this better than the way I phrased it. I think I said what you said, but not quite as articulate.
Yeah.
Because you're right. What I was getting at was it all comes down to personal choice. We've got to make a decision that we want to go on with our lives and get our heads out of this stuff before anything can get fixed.
What's infuriating the media so much is that President Trump is proving daily, I don't need you.
Right.
Number one, I don't need you. Number one, it goes against the American people to use you because you're not telling people the truth. You're lying. You're creating stuff. They're going beyond lying. To me, lying is telling a falsehood. They're creating lies, and they're propagating and pushing lies because they want their own agenda. I mean, we look at, and here's the thing. I would argue with a lot of people who said, you know what, Mr. President, there's probably some things you just shouldn't tweet. I mean, I've known him for 12 or 13 years, and I love him to death. He's not a real funny guy, and there's nothing more dangerous than someone who isn't funny trying to be funny.
Right.
You know, and so his sense of humor gets lost on people. And in a day and age when every word out of anybody's mouth other than a liberal means everything, you can make it easier on us that are trying to defend you and trying to defend the nation. But I got to ask you, since the day my president got elected in November, I have not for one second questioned how he feels about something.
Nor have I. And that's what's driving the left crazy, because everything
yes.
he feels, they know, and they can't stand it. So,
well said. Them tell us, and they're dying
right.
by. Well, listen, are you kidding me that the media went berserk over seating assignments in the White House?
Yeah, or the fact that it's not televised anymore. The briefings aren't televised because they can't grandstand.
Here's the thing, Mark. Playing 20 years in professional sports allowed me to see something that I thought was exclusive, but it's not. The media in sports is as dangerous, is as bad as the media in mainstream for this reason. They have stopped trying to report the news and started trying to be the news.
Yeah,
and
you're talking about
very
we're going
dangerous
ESPN
thing.
You're right. because two words don't belong in the same sentence, right? And I know you agree with me. We've talked about it on your show. Career and politician don't belong in the same sentence.
Right.
Nor does news personality. When it becomes about Megyn Kelly's salary and where she's going and what she's wearing and where she ate dinner and photographs of her on the street, it ain't about news anymore, dude. It's about Megyn Kelly and her being a personality, and that's very dangerous. Let's go over here because time will get right by us here. We've got just 2 minutes left in this segment. I'll ask you this question, let you take it from here. Campus carry went into effect yesterday right here in the state I reside in. Are we going to see blood all over college campuses now, Kurt?
No, you know what? I don't even want to begin to answer. This is something I want to talk about. I'm curious to know how you feel, but there's also, I think, some messages that we should make sure I think there's a place for us here potentially, because I think this is an enormous seismic shift, and could potentially be the best thing that's ever happened, or if we allow it to be one of the worst things that's ever happened. And I desperately want to talk in depth about how where we go.
All right, that's where we're going when we come back from this break. We've still got about another minute if you want to kind of get into it, or do you want to just kind of hold up?
I think there's an opportunity now for people like you and the NRA to start to go around the country and lecture on college campuses that have allowed concealed carry. Because the most when much is given, much is expected, there is an enormous amount of responsibility on these young men and women that are going to be carrying on campus, because the left is absolutely on the cusp of they're foaming at the mouth waiting for the first event of a licensed concealed carry student shooting somebody illegally.
Well, you're absolutely correct. They're on top of this. Let's stop there until we come back from the break, because I want to cover this in the final segment with you. You are absolutely correct. And, you know, Kurt, I got to tell you, I hope the anti-gunners are paying attention to some of this program tonight, and I hope they heard what you just said, because what you're talking about is what responsibly armed Americans talk about, and that is going out to campuses and teaching these young kids, 21 years old, who are old enough. They're old enough to carry a firearm. They're old enough to have a permit, but to teach them about the responsibility. That's what responsible gun owners do.
Right.
They train themselves. They teach themselves. They educate themselves. You know, and I just got done writing a foreword for a book called Mentoring Shooters, and I'll tell you more about that, ladies and gentlemen, in the coming days and weeks. But I just went through the final edit of it. That's exactly what Kurt was talking about without even knowing the name of the book. More about campus carry and what we can do to make it right for us and not give them any ammunition. We'll be back with Kurt Schilling right after this. Hi, it's Mark, and if you've been listening to me on the radio for the last decade, you know I care about what you think. As a result, the staff at Armed American Radio has compiled a comprehensive list of questions designed to help me and all of us serve you better. If you invest just 15 minutes of your time, not only will your help guide content of future radio shows and ensure that we're covering the topics you want to hear about, but you will instantly receive a valuable discount offer from Brownells. All information will be kept strictly confidential and will only be used to better serve USCCA members and Armed American Radio listeners. Please complete this entire survey, and remember, the survey closes July 31st at 11:59 p.m., and the special offer from Brownells expires September 3rd at 11:59 p.m. The 15 minutes you invest right now will save you a ton of money, so please go over to the website armedamericanradio.com, click on the survey button on the homepage, and you'll be connected to the survey. Again, that's armedamericanradio.com, and you have until July 31st to complete the survey. We care about what you think here on Armed American Radio. Thank you for your help.
I'm sure you know by now that I'm a proud supporter of the United States Concealed Carry Association, the first and largest organization dedicated to protecting responsible gun owners before, during, and after a self-defense incident. And in honor of the upcoming 4th of July holiday, the USCCA is celebrating our forefathers and our Second Amendment freedom with a great American giveaway. 5 lucky winners will receive $1,776 to buy the gun and ammo of their choice. You'll finally be able to get that gun you've been dreaming about, and still have money left over to buy all the ammo you need to break it in. And instead of just drawing one winner, they're drawing 5. Just visit defendthem.com to enter. Your entry to win $1,776 for guns and ammo is quick, simple, and free. Just go to defendthem.com right now. And if you're carrying a gun without protection, make sure you check out what they have to offer. There's truly nothing else out there like it. That's defendthem.com to get your five chances to win.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Filling your prescription for freedom. Here's the host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
We are lighting up hundreds of radio stations around the country right now from coast to coast, from those toasty beaches of South Florida all the way to those crab fishing vessels up in Alaska and every part of the country in between, including parts unknown. And you know who you are. We love every single one of you. Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. The survey is up on the site right now. I just went to it, armedamericanradio.com. I need your help. Find out everything I'm looking for from you by checking out the survey. Please, it'll take you 15 minutes. Brownells is kind enough to knock 10 bucks off a $99 purchase, get 10% off there. All right? And that's good. You can use that 10% off anywhere. The more you buy, the bigger the 10 bucks is, right, I guess? So head over there, please, and help us. Because I want your opinion. It's very, very important for us. We're going to run that survey all month. I'm looking forward to looking at the responses, okay? And many of you I'll probably reach out to. So thank you very much. Let's go back to Kurt Schilling. Kurt, tomorrow you and I are going to be talking on Whatever It Takes because Tuesday's the 4th of July and everybody's going to be off that day. So I'll be on your show tomorrow morning. Let's drive people over to where they can hear us tomorrow.
Yeah, so if you go to Breitbart.com, you'll see a link to the show Whatever It Takes every Monday to Friday every week. 9 a.m. to 11 Eastern. A lot of take calls and talk about everything. Anything is game. I talk sports. We talk Second Amendment. Tuesday's Second Amendment Tuesday. Monday's Military Monday, which is pretty appropriate this week. We have First Responder Friday, but it's very. And I tell people, you can come to my show to get news, and I can promise you two things. One, I will never ever lie to you, and two, I'm not going to say things to make you like me. My show is the news that I give on the show is news, and the rest of it's my opinion. I'm obviously a constitution loving conservative American. So if those aren't your your touch points, then you're probably not going to be real interested. I die to hear and love to hear liberals, Democrats call in to debate, true debate, not the crank calling stuff, but I want to debate.
Right.
And it's cool because, as you've come to find out, anytime you get into a debate with someone on the left, the second you get to the facts, the debate ends. And they start the name call, which my show's on the internet. So I love, by the way, your producer. He reminded me before I went on. He said, "Hey, dude, just remember, we're on satellite. We're not on satellite." So,
see, I call it satellite radio moment when I want to say something that I can't say, and I know it's going to come out when Angry Mark yep. comes out. I'm like, "Ah, it's a satellite radio moment. I wish I had satellite radio moment here." But no,
well,
I love that.
Because it's first of all, I love it. I do desperately want to be back in sports and baseball and talking baseball, and I'm sure that's going to happen at some point. But I love to talk about, like, everyday stuff. Washington, for a lot of years, has made it seem that they're so far above and out of reach of the common man that you have to have the media to know who they are and know what they do. And you don't. We're smart people. We're hardworking people when it comes to the truth. And I'll give you an example. Okay, did you go to Disneyland as a kid?
I went to Disney World, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So you rode the Pirates of the Caribbean?
Many times.
Like, I can remember the smell inside that thing. I mean, that it's one of those places that I'll remember from my childhood. There's a big hullabaloo now because the Pirates of the Caribbean is getting a makeover. Because some people are offended at the woman in the red dress who, you remember the one where they're auctioning off and the guy's chasing the woman around in the red
yep.
dress? They're changing that because women are getting offended. Or somebody's gotten offended. And it comes back, and I've said this to you a couple times. My God, the things they choose to care about.
Yeah, and that goes right back to our first segment together and my first segment prior to that, where this is the driven agenda that we're being shoved. Now, let's go back to that. You said somebody got offended. We hear this from a gun rights perspective all the time. You get one voice out there that says something bad about guns, and it gets a ton of airplay when really only one person said it.
Right.
In reality, it's kind of like social media is why it's so dangerous. I've had people say to me, "Oh, my God, we better knock this off. We're getting our Facebook pages blowing up." No, it's not. 15 goofballs made a comment on your Facebook page. The whole world's not blowing up. Ignore it. And if you go back and look, you'll see it's the same 15 goofballs that commented every day with no life that have 50,000 comments on your page because that's what they do down in mom's basement, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we've been fighting that battle as gun owners for a long time.
But here's the thing, though. You and I, we won't really fight the battle. Let them do what they do. I mean, I love the fact that now on Twitter, I mute people that don't bring anything to the conversation.
Yeah, I love following
people,
your Twitter feed, by the way.
I don't mind people arguing. I just don't. I don't have time for people that just want to call names, and you know I don't block them because 9 times out of 10 when you block somebody, they post a picture of the block like it makes them somebody important. But you know, again, this is all kind of like the little trivial stuff. We were talking before the break, concealed carry on campus. Like, this is an enormous thing, I'm not sure if conservatives understand how big of a deal this is. Because
it's a huge responsibility. It's a huge responsibility, and I have faith in gun owners in America. Unfortunately, we've only got the time just flies by. We've only got about a minute? Yeah, we got about 1 minute. So I'm going to let you take it away. But this is a huge responsibility that you're right could blow up in our face. But I have faith in American gun owners. I've seen them for too long. I know them intimately. Do you too?
Well, here's the thing, Mark. I think that there's something here. I think that. It might behoove us to put together a little group of people to go around and speak on the campuses that do allow this, just to speak to these people, make them understand. And I think that there's a place that for classes to be taught as well, because a school campus is a very different place potentially for a shooting or to pull a firearm than a park is. You're talking about close-in combat potentially, and I think that there's a place to be taught and courses to be taught. And I would also like to see these kids reaching out to fellow students to get them to understand that the people that are carrying firearms, concealed carry, aren't rednecks with pickup trucks and a shotgun in the window.
Yeah, you know, it's important, too. I want to point out, when I say blow up, I'm not talking about gun owners. I trust gun owners. Responsible gun owners are going to make us all look good.
Yep.
But what I'm concerned about is media reaction and coverage to the slightest thing that they can twist into something that it wasn't. They're expert at it. That's my concern.
Well, that's the one thing, right? like we just said before the break, there is now an enormous amount of responsibility on these young men and women, because the media, and I'm not talking about some of the media, the entire media outside of Breitbart and Fox and maybe Drudge and you know, a couple online shows, is waiting for that first event, at first incidents, to say, see, more guns get more people killed.
Right,
and,
right.
And when you and I know the opposite to be true.
And what I want, what I don't want to happen is I don't want that to stop the legislative agenda in another state that's moving forward. And here, I'm going to tell you this. Gun owners already know this. They made the same doom and gloom predictions about concealed carry in general in 1987.
Yep.
They make it every single time a gun-free zone becomes a place we can lawfully carry. Guns everywhere in Georgia never turned into the bloodbath. You didn't need to put lifter kits on your Jeeps and trucks to drive through the rivers of blood, because they're liars and you prove them wrong every time. But this is a new aspect. This is a new movement, fairly new, that's getting some steam, just like constitutional carry. And I have no doubt that law-abiding Americans will prove all of us right yet again. But you're right. We need to educate and make sure that the people who are carrying firearms are doing so responsibly. That's our job to do that as law-abiding Americans. Kurt Schilling, thank you, brother. You know I love you. I can't wait to be on your show tomorrow morning, 9:20 Eastern, whatever it takes. Got it? What's your Twitter feed real quick?
At Gehrig38, G-E-I-H-R-I-G-38 on Twitter. And I look forward to talking to you tomorrow. Always a pleasure to be on your show, Mark. Love it.
Thank you, man. I do appreciate it. I'll see you on the radio. In the meantime, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. I'll see you tomorrow on Breitbart News, and I'll be back next with the great Alan Gottlieb. Don't go away. It's going to get better and better and better.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom.
On Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.